Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Shin Hey, the Siman all about Shvisas Behema and what's considered to be a violation of Shvisas Behema if an animal goes out wearing certain things or carrying certain things on Shabbos. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be doing Se'ifim Beis through Zion, and this is page Sadi Hey in the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Beis, Im Kashar Chevel Befi Asus Hareza Masui. If you tie a rope on the mouth of a horse, that's considered a Masui. The Fishenim because it doesn't serve to watch over and to protect the horse, to save it from running away and to have proper shmirah on it. It doesn't, and if it doesn't do the job, then it's just a masui. Says the Mishmur Sivkat Tesvav Lufishen Mishtamer Bo Dinishmatu Mipiv Lo Dami La Afsar Shkasha Barosh Oveinu Nishmat. It's something that will just fall right off of his mouth, and then you know the horse will finagle it off of his mouth, and then it'll run away, and it's not going to do you any good. As opposed to something that goes around his whole head, if you have headgear on the horse, so that will actually help. Seif Gimel Latzeis Chamor Prumbia perish resin shall barzel usher. For a chamor to go out with an iron headgear type of a contraption is going to be usher. Says the Mishmur Sivkat Tazayin Nisbar B'Sivav Dafka Chamor Luba Mutarbau, because only a chamor luba is allowed to go out with it. Meaning a regular donkey, it would be considered in the Tirusi Yaseira. Remember we learned last night that if something is more, it's excessive shmira, it's more than that animal needs for shmira, then it's going to be a masui. So for a regular chamor, this is considered a masui because it's excessive shmira. Siv dalid kol behema sha'asokeha ra'im aval bishen benos mina tzricha sosa shmira vihi tzricha mutzalatzeis ba. Pretty straightforward halacha. Let's say you have a type of animal that most animals of this type do not require much shmira, but your animal is a nut. It's a lunatic, and it requires shmira. So you have the craziest dog on the block. Everyone else's dog requires X amount of shmira. You need much more shmira. So then that's not considered a masui for that animal. So sifkat and yudzayin kol beima v'lakena filu para, even if it's a cow, shastamei netzricha shmira. Normally a cow just stands there, it doesn't require shmira because it'll come on b'sof sif yudzayin, but im himo redas mutar sasiz b'chavl sof tzavara. But if it's a wild cow and it's a flight risk, so then you need to, then wearing some sort of leash around it is not considered a masui anymore. See if, hey, Balei Ashir, Kigon Klavim Shel Tzayadim V'Chayus Ketanu, Sheyesh Lehem Kimin Etzado Savim Tzavaran. They have some type of a collar around their neck, so they have a ring that attaches the leash onto the collar. V'Tabas Kavua Basar, it has this ring that's Kavua in the collar. Machnisin Baritzua Umoshlo Samba, and then you attach a leash to it, and you would pull it with that. Mutar Sheyetsu B'Shira Karachat Tzavar Michal Mashkemem. They're allowed to go out with their collar on their neck, and you're able to pull them by the ring that's sticking out of the collar, because that's considered a basic need for this animal. Says the Mishmur Sivkat Nirches Kigon Klavim. What did the sus yotzi v'shir? It's not only a dog; a horse would be the same. V'chayus ketanus haynu elidor chayu b'achi b'chol. It means the types of animals that would be wearing a collar even during the week. Aval chatul aser, but a cat would be aser. D'sagila b'chavul katan b'alma, because a cat doesn't really need a collar; it doesn't really need a leash. You could just have something much smaller. V'zeu lanitirusi yiserta. So this would be an excessive shmira for a cat. Bishira karuch ratzlom sharatzuya tli bishir karuch al tzavaran ukanal b'siv katan yudbeis, that the strap that's hanging from that collar is wrapped on its neck. V'yichol l'mashchemem, you're able to pull it from them. Haynu shimrotzi yuchalim shochasali deretzuya tliya, you could pull the leash and it pulls the animal. Vayin l'kamon b'siv tezayin, so that's a normal thing for a dog to have, and therefore a dog's allowed to go out with such a collar on Shabbos. Se'iv vav. Elim yotzim levuvim vu orsha korshim lem tachas zachrusam shleyal alan kevos. An ayil, a ram, they go out. You could have a piece of leather tied around their evera zachrus so that they don't go impregnate. They don't mount female animals. Varechelos yotzos shchuzos, and a rachel goes out shchuzos. What does that mean? Vu shekoshin al yasan klapi mayli k'tei shialu alein zcharim, that they might tie their tail upward so that the males will mount them. Yotzos Kavunos, and they can also go out Kavunos. What does that mean? Vukosher Koshim Beget Svival Nishmar Tzemer Shiyanaki. That's that they put something like a coat around it to keep the wool very clean and very pristine. Vayizim Tzruros, and goats go out wrapped. What does that mean? Vushakoshin Rashi Dadehan. It means that they tie up the udders. Vidafka Shakoshim Osam Kadeshi Itstamku Dadehan Velo Yachalvu. But that's only if they're tying up the udders in a way that it's meant to dry up the milk so they'll stop lactating. Da'az Mahadik Shapir, because then you would tie it really, really well. Avulim Kasher Kadeh Lishmor Chalvan Shaloipa La Aretz Aser. But if you only tie up the udders in such a way that the whatever chalav drips out, you don't want to lose it and you want to protect it, that's going to be aser delamadik shaper, because then it's not squeezed on too tightly. And then there's a concern it might fall off, and then you're going to come to pick up that item of cloth or of clothing that was covering the udder of the animal. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chav Beis Rashi Dadein B'Shvil HaChalav for the milk. Kamoshi Yisbar V'Tam Kolelu. The reason for all of these examples that we have in this sieve, Davul Bishay Nasalem Shmira Shelo Levroach. None of these things protect the animal, protect the owner from having the animal run away on him, right? The female that has the thing that ties up its tail so that the male will mount it, the male that has something on Sefer HaZachra so it doesn't mount the female, all of these things have nothing to do with an animal running away. So why is it that they're mutter to go out with it? Why is that it's not for Shmira? Why is it not considered a Masoi? Mikamakam Kibishnas and the Shmira's goof on the Shamanat Sar Shloim Muchashim. But the point is, it protects the animal. It may not protect it from running away, but it protects the animal from some level of tsar, from becoming weakened in some way. Protects their health, it protects their wool. And therefore, it has a din like a malbush, and it's not considered a masu, matar, and latse is ben. And they're allowed to go out with such a thing. In the Dirshu, he quotes from Moshe, in the Dibros Moshe, that says that even though these things are considered a tzoruch habehema, even though the real reason you're putting it on is not because you're interested in the tovas habehema, you're putting it on the animal because the tovas, the bailam of the animal, the behema doesn't care whether its wool is white or not. It doesn't bother it if its wool gets a little bit dirty. But the bailam wants to have white wool to get from the behema, right? So all these are the tovas, the bailam. So Rav Moshe explains, yeah, but it's the tovas habehema that its bailam should be happy with it and would want to take care of it. And the more the animal is producing for you, the better the animal is for you, the more you're going to worry about its health and its food. And its that's best for the behemah also. And therefore, it's not considered a masui on the behemah. V'davka k'shakosher no son. So we said these things on the udders, only if you tie it tightly. Afilim kosher b'shvil zeh kis al dadeh and gamken shaper dami. Even if you tie a bag around the udders, that's also okay. V'chayshin an dilma nafil. But if it's something that's more loosely fitting and we're afraid it might fall down and you'll come pick it up and carry it, that's a problem. It sounds like the only reason that it's not that it's problematic is because it might fall off. But while it's on, even if it's loosely tied onto the udder, it sounds like that's not a masui. That's going to be okay. So why is that? The chashav malbush b'meshah shomer b'zeres chalavo. Because since it's shomer the chalav, that's enough for it to be a malbush. K'mar ruchelim kavunos sharmine shomer b'zeres samran. Just like the thing that protects the wool of the sheep. So to protect the milk of the goat is also enough of a malbush. The only reason the milk thing is going to be asked is because it might fall off. But if you didn't have that risk, then it would be mutter. That if there's something that's protective gear on the udders that they shouldn't get scratched by thorns, that's aser. Over there also it's talking about where it was loosely fitting, and that's why it's aser, because it might fall off and you're going to come to carry it. But if it were not loosely fitting, or you didn't have that concern, the fact that it's on the animal and protecting the animal, that would be good enough. It would not be considered a masui. And finally, Siv Zayin. Chamor yotze b'mardaas pirish k'min ukaf katan shemanichal al chamor kolayom kulu k'dei sheyischamim. A donkey is allowed to go out with some type of saddle that keeps its body warm. V'husha take shura lo me'erev Shabbos, provided that it was on the animal from Erev Shabbos, u'shar kol be'emos asuros. But other animals are not not let it go out with something that keeps it warm, because a donkey is a cold animal that needs to be kept warm. It cannot go out with a saddle, even though it was on Erev Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Chamor Yotzei B'Mardas, Mitzdar B'Tzina. A donkey doesn't do well in the cold. It's always feeling cold. Even in the summertime, a donkey feels cold. And therefore, it's considered a malbush. But that's only if you put it on the animal before Shabbos, because then you're megaladas that you really need that the animal really needs it. But if you just put it on the animal on Shabbos, then asur latzei smoke even though galiyadai to erev Shabbos she'elo malbush. Since you were not megaladas on erev Shabbos, then it needs this malbush. When we said this thing on the donkey that he's allowed to go out with because it keeps it warm, so the Rama said it's kemin ukaf katan. It's like a small saddle. No, the proper text should be it's like a big thing. It goes around its whole body to protect it, so to keep it warm. So if it's a teeny tiny thing, it's not keeping it very warm. Because a cold is for other animals is not really such a problem for them, and therefore wearing this very same thing that the donkey needs for other animals, they don't need it, and it's a masui. The saddle doesn't really help it, and therefore it's a masui. Only something that really covers the majority of its body is really going to keep it warm and is helpful to it, but something that's just on one portion of the body is not really going to be so helpful to it. So to review what we learned tonight, we gave a couple of examples of items that are not used for shmira and therefore are going to be awesome for the animal to go out with. Then we said that if a behemoth is more wild than other animals of its own species, so it needs more shmira and therefore or can go out with more shmira. And then we said that animals that wear collars to attach a leash to can go out on Shabbos with those collars. And then we said that animal can go out with other protectors, but only if those protectors are tight and they're not likely to fall off. And we said that since donkeys are always cold, the donkey can go out with this large thing that keeps it warm, provided that it was placed on it already from Erev Shabbos. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Simon Shin Hey Si'if Ches. Again, we should be regular place, regular time. Everyone have a wonderful evening.